We're going to get into two topics. We're going to do a little bit of a drill down. You're going to see some of the same slides, but hopefully you'll hear a slightly different story on those slides, because we're going to try to be a little less policy and a little more legal in talking about how the gas and power markets may come together for the U.S. and Mexico. We talk about the integrated North American energy market. I mean, everybody in this room knows that a few years ago we were getting something like, 25% of our natural gas supplies from Canada. And we are now just as busy hand over fist sending gas back to Canada and expanding the border there. That's a market that's well established. Jim will talk about it on the power side. I don't have that much to say about it on the gas side other than that. But we're going to cover two sets of topics. One is U.S.-Mexico gas integration, but effective integration. And then U.S.-Mexico electricity integration. So I'll start with gas. Jim will do power. I want to just flip through some gas transport infrastructure metrics. I want to talk about some of the U.S. pipelines and projects that are in the supply path to Mexico, because it's very much the Mexican gas revolution is very much a Texas gas revolution, too. And just in time, when you think about how Marcellus gas is pushing all the way into Houston Ship Channel and Eagle Ford hadn't got anywhere else to go. We will then talk about the new Mexican gas regulations, the steps toward market opening, which hopefully are going to be effective. And we'll give a gloss on that in the context of the rules that is a little deeper dive. And, of course, I'm subject to making errors about Mexican law, but I think most of this is correct. And then we're going to talk about piedras en el camino. There are always some stones in the road. And some issues about gas integration. And Jim's going to do something very similar, as you can see, with respect to power. And then maybe a few concluding observations.